Welcome to The Shrinking Men Project. The Shrinking Men Project, Episode 38. Goodbye, Steve. Welcome to another episode of The Shrinking Men Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman, The Shrinking Men. I'm trying to keep the delays between episodes on the short side, but this is definitely a busy time of year. Of course, other events continue to march on without us. Life and death move on while we're busy making plans. I would like to take a few moments here at the beginning of the show for a bit of a personal digression. It doesn't have much to do with losing weight, but it is a marker on the road of my personal journey. Last week, we were all shocked by the news of the sudden death of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Steve has always been very protective about his personal life, so it isn't really a surprise that word of the severity of his illness was kept quiet. What I have found amazing is how much Steve Jobs has touched so very many people with his death. All over the world, people have come forth to Apple stores to pay homage to Jobs. It didn't matter if they were Apple customers or detractors. They all recognized the effect that Jobs had on their lives. Many have remarked that they felt as if they had just lost a close personal friend. Jobs never sought to gain followers for himself. He was always a salesman. His message was that the amazing technology created by Steve Wozniak and the other engineers at Apple, and the ways that it could be used to make our lives easier, more connected, more productive. Steve wasn't without his own faults. He was human like the rest of us. But he dedicated his life to a vision, and that vision has changed the world. Steve gets a lot more credit for developing Apple's products than he probably deserves, but he deserves full credit for getting the message out. He may not have developed much, but he let us know how we could use technology in new and innovative ways. He mainstreamed ideas that might have otherwise taken decades to be accepted. He changed the way we all think. That is an amazing legacy. One lesson that we can all take from Steve is that you should live your own life and live it fully. Don't worry about anyone else's approval. Set your goals and go after them. After all, it is your life. Goodbye, Steve. Thanks for everything.
Off to the scales!
Now I'm going to follow up that somewhat somber note with more of our regular lighthearted silliness. I am off to climb onto the scales and check my progress towards my own personal goals. I shall leave you to your own thoughts and offer up this promo so that you can share in someone else's dreams.
Everyone dreams. But what would you do if you suddenly found out that you were one of the few who creates dreams for the whole world? Would you use your power to harness the light and to weave it into beautiful tapestries of magic and wonder? Or would you fall prey to the seductive siren song of darkness and nightmares? For tattoo artist Aura Mayville, this becomes a reality as she is ripped from her life of art and music and thrust into a realm where good and evil struggle for control over the minds and hearts of men. With a sarcastic sorcerer, a mercenary, and her spirit guide as her only companions, Aura must journey through the dream realm to discover both her power and where her heart truly lies. In a place where anything is possible, can she find the strength to hold on to herself, or will she be lost to the shadows forever? Join Aura on her quest in The Dreamer's Thread, a free podcast audiobook written and read by Starla Hutchton, available beginning July 2009. For more information, go to www.thedreamersthreadnovel.com.
Everyone dreams. But Aura Mayville finds out her dreams are special. She is one of the few who creates dreams for the whole world. Such a responsibility. Such unchecked power. Such a bother. The Dreamer's Thread is Starla Hutchton's debut podcast novel. It has been out for a few years, but I've never featured it here before. Right now, it seems like a great reminder of how dreams shape the minds and hearts of men.
The Weigh-In.
Since the last episode, I've done two more weeks on my maintenance diet. On October 2nd, I weighed in at 284 pounds, down a whopping 8 pounds from the week before. This week, I am down another pound to 283 pounds. I understand that it is actually kind of typical to lose a few pounds when switching to a maintenance diet. I think my 8-pound drop is a bit atypical, but well, not that surprising when I get back to the program after a sudden gain, like I just had.
The Week in Review.
I've been trying to keep up with my exercise the past 2 weeks, but I haven't quite hit the mark. Both weeks I managed to get in 4 out of 5 exercises. I have found myself having to skip exercise a couple days early in the week, so by Wednesday I have to exercise every day for the rest of the week. But then Friday comes along and I'm just wiped out by work. This week, I am hoping to start out strong and save my rest days for the end of the week. Wish me luck. I have been able to stick with my food plan for the past 2 weeks. It has been surprisingly easy. I mean, it has been a real surprise. I don't remember my food being this easy to manage when I was eating this many points while losing my weight. It goes to show how much my eating habits have changed. Then again, maintenance should be easier, right? These are the eating habits I want to become second nature. Well, at least until I'm ready to start losing again. As I mentioned in the last podcast, I put my first short story, The Gift, up as a 99-cent ebook on Smashwords, Kindle, and the Nook stores. Sales have been slow, but that is mostly because I haven't been able to dedicate a lot of time to marketing the story. I could really use some help getting the word out. One way that you can help is by writing a review of the story for Smashwords, Amazon, Nook, or even Goodreads. I would be happy if you could leave a review in any one of those places. But it would be great if folks would be willing to drop reviews on multiple sites or in their own blogs. I have submitted the story to Smashwords' premium catalog. If it gets in there, there's a chance that I can get listed in the iBook store as well. If you are willing to write a review and would like a complimentary copy, just drop me a note at doc@swimmingcatstudios.com. Of course, if you prefer to just buy a copy on one of the stores, I thank you for helping to support my work. And speaking of Swimming Cat Studios, over at that site, I've been trying to get things in order with the master feed and all of my online offerings. Lately, I've been focusing on my old galley table appearances, but I also need to work the back episodes of this podcast in. It has actually been a lot of fun listening to the old episodes again. Please give them a listen. You might come across an old episode that you really need to hear again.
Lessons learned.
Nothing to it but to do it. This past summer, I have had a lot of issues staying in the swing of things. With my diet, with my writing, with just about everything. There comes a point where you just have to get started again. Doing small things that point you in the right direction is a great way to ease back into a routine that you've fallen out of. That's what I've been trying to do with these Wayback Machine posts, and hopefully it will get me ready for more writing heading into NaNoWriMo.
Moving forward.
Be prepared. NaNoWriMo is coming. This is going to be one of the most ambitious things that I have ever tried. I have a plan, but I need to make sure all the preparations are made. October is running out. Wish me luck.
Feedback!
No feedback on the podcast of late. Everyone okay out there? My wife has posted some successes of her own over at the Fans of the Shrinking Man project. She's been doing well of late with her own plan. We're hoping that you're having successes as well. We'd love to hear about how you're doing, good or bad. I mean, it's all about supporting each other, right? Just leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can call and leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Love to have some voicemails for a change. Or you can head over to Facebook and join the discussion on the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Scalesley. I'd appreciate it if you could leave a review of the podcast on iTunes or Podcast Alley. If you've got a podcast of your own, please send me your promos so I can feature them in future episodes. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And we are getting around to that time of year when I have to look at the cost for domain hosting for the blogs and the podcast again. So if you've appreciated the work that I've done here and on my other sites, please feel free to leave something on the tip jar and help invest in another year of more podcasty goodness, more tech blogs, and, more of me being artistic in different ways. But above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Try this again. I would be happy if you could leave if you are willing to write a... Just drop me a note at doc@swimmingcatstudios.com. That's a bell failure. Swimmingcatstudios.com. Okay, that's two bell failures in a row. I think that may just do. And the battery lasted long enough. Yay!